Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. Cheryl Garcia.
All right. Go ahead.
Joyce, I currently have one an iPad Pro with a keyboard, and I guess I have to pay $395 for shipping of it. And
okay, go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, and I really don't want to put my information on the internet, so I thought I'd just call.
Alrighty. First of all, let me start out by getting your zip code, please.
62269.
And I do thank you for that. And you said your first and last name was what, ma'am?
Cheryl, Cheryl Garcia.
Okay. Alrighty. Give me 1 second, Ms. Garcia, and let me see if I can locate an account associated with you. Well, Ms. Garcia, it does seem like, give me 1 second. And for security purposes, Ms. Garcia, could you please verify your address?
401 Timberline Court, Shiloh, Illinois, 62269.
All righty. Give me 1 second while I actually pull this account up for you, okay? Excuse me.
No, that's okay.
All right, Ms. Garcia, does it seem like, do you remember paying $7.95 shipping and handling to receive a Wi-Fi booster?
Yes, yes.
On March the 5th? Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes, I got that.
Okay, and then I do see where you have been billed the $67.32 membership fee, but it was fully refunded to you. Do you remember getting a refund back?
Of $67.32?
Yes, they refunded that amount that was billed to you of $67.32. You called in and they actually refunded this amount of that charge to you, back to you. And this was done on the 10th of March.
Okay. 732.
Yes,
and you
ma'am.
Said, no, I don't. Well, I do remember a charge taken out of my account, which I disputed.
Okay, and then I do see, well, you must have called in, and the charge, that $67.32, if that was the charge, it was refunded back to you.
Okay.
Okay, but as a, what, and if you're calling in reference to, what are you trying to do now?
Well, I was asked to do a survey, which I did, and then I won an iPad Pro with a keyboard.
Okay.
And all I had
to, go ahead. Okay.
And all I have to pay is, I think, $7.95 for shipping. Or no, $3.95 for shipping.
Okay. Now, presently, evidently, it has not, well, it's not in my system, because the only thing I'm pulling up in my system associated with you is where you had paid that $7.95 shipping and handling to receive that Wi-Fi booster. As far as what you're referencing to now, I don't see it anywhere in my system, because you, if, as long as you have not paid that shipping and handling fee, then it has not created that account for you.
Okay, but I, like I say, I don't want to do it online.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're actually a third-party call center, so we don't take payments here over the phone. You would have to go online back to whatever website that is where they guarantee you that you have won that, and you would have to proceed from there with the order of it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That $67.32, what is that? anyway.
It was actually a membership fee where you were enrolled into the Factory Direct Savings Store.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. When you paid that shipping and handling to receive that Wi-Fi booster, it automatically enrolled you into the Factory Direct Savings Store. That item was a welcoming gift. But as I stated, that amount was refunded to your account.
Okay. Huh. I don't think I realized.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this going to be the same thing with this iPad Pro?
Now, that iPad Pro is probably a totally different campaign, which I'm not familiar with.
Okay. Okay. Well,
yes, ma'am.
That's not answering any of my questions. So
I'm not quite sure what that campaign is. As I said, I can't give you any information on it because I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, it was a survey that I took. And
okay. Did it say you were actually a winner?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Usually what they do, did they actually send you the confirmation that you were a winner through your email?
Wasn't through my email. It was a text, actually.
Okay. These they're usually contest entries for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Anytime a person has won this item, then they would send the confirmation through your email.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So it wouldn't be through a text.
No, ma'am. They would send it through your email, the confirmation number, and everything.
Well, it gives me an order number.
Yes, because they want you to proceed with the checkout just to pay the shipping and handling.
I see. So maybe this is a scam thing. It's possible, I guess.
Before, if you say you're not comfortable with actually doing it online, then I would actually do some research on it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Yes, ma'am, but it's not through. And like I said, it's a totally different campaign. I don't know exactly what they're asking you to do on that one, but I know what the one that I gave you reference to. I know what you did on that one. You just paid the shipping and handling to receive that item.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't installed it yet, so okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for the information.
Well, you're more than welcome. And I do thank you for calling customer service. And you have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.